The sea he heard coming back on the wind, the pitiful wail of his lovely wife. Before the waters covered him up, Captain Balo, with an oath on his lips, swore eternal vengeance on all men who sail the sea. Well, gentlemen, Captain Balo's wife died soon after that. But he's had his revenge many times over. He takes the helm of any ship that ventures into the waters where he lost his life and steers it onto the rocks of Balo Island.
You think that's how the Northern Queen was wrecked?
I don't think, Mr. Cranston. I know. I'm not given to ghost stories, sir, but I saw the Northern Queen's propeller frozen so her big engines couldn't turn it over. There she rode, helpless on the tide, straight for the rocks. She was smashed to bits.
Why are you so sure the ghost of Captain Balo took command?
Because I heard the warning.
Warning?
Aye, sir. I was just going off watch when I heard it, plain as I hear you.
What was it?
The pitiful wail of Captain Balo's wife. I knew then the Northern Queen was done for. Another seaman and myself put a small boat over the side and rowed away. The other man died from exposure. I was picked up 5 days later by a liner. That's why I'm here now, gentlemen. And there's not enough money in all the world that'd get me back to Balo Island.
Well, the wreck of the Northern Queen is still a mystery to me. Cranston, what do you think?
What do I think? Mr. Ware, how would you and Mrs. Ware like to take a trip on my yacht with Miss Lane and myself?
Trip? Where to?
To Balo Island.
By George, it's funny. Here I am, owner of a fleet of ocean liners. I haven't been to sea in years. Cranston, I'm glad you suggested this voyage.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, Mr. Ware.
Yeah. Oh, this salt air makes you sleepy. Mrs. Ware and Miss Lane have turned in long ago. Guess I'll follow suit. Coming, Cranston?
Yes, I'll join you below in just a moment.
All right.
Oh, good evening, Captain. Good evening, Mr. Ware.
Mr. Cranston.
Yes, Captain. Any orders for tonight, sir?
No. Order to the same course.
Well, you haven't yet told me where we're heading, sir.
No. What's so?
Your mind, sir?
Not at all, Captain. We're heading for Balo Island.
Balo Island?
Yes. You've heard of the place, I suppose?
What seaman hasn't? But why in heaven's name do you want to go to that place, sir?
I want to convince myself of something.
It's a dangerous voyage, sir.
You think we might be wrecked, is that it?
Not only that, sir, but it means trouble with the crew. When they find out we're heading for those haunted waters, well, I hate to think of what may happen.
Tell me, Captain, do you believe in this legend? Do you fear the ghost of Captain Balo?
Yes, sir. I certainly do.
Before the curtain rises on Act Two of The Ghost of Captain Balo, a word about Blue Coal, the product that makes these shadow programs possible. Right now, with winter half over, most of you householders find that it's time to order more fuel, for the supply in your bins is getting low. But when you order that fresh supply, be sure to remember this. There's a vast difference in the quality and the actual heating results you'll get from Blue Coal compared to ordinary hard coal. For Blue Coal is mined from the nation's richest anthracite field. And the superior resources and equipment of the Glen Alden Company, America's largest hard coal producer, are combined to make Blue Coal the perfect fuel for home heating comfort. That's why each ton of Blue Coal is screened and rescreened many times for proper sizing. That's why each ton is washed with over 12 times its weight in water to remove any existing impurities, and then finally laboratory tested by inspectors to guarantee its quality. And homeowners, that's why I say, make your next fuel order a supply of Blue Coal. Then compare the results Blue Coal gives you with the results you've been getting. You be the judge. I know you'll agree with the verdict of thousands of American families that there's no substitute for Blue Coal for perfect heat with less furnace attention. Your nearest dealer's name is listed in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the words Blue Coal. Call him for your supply tomorrow.
Quiet, men. Quiet. I tell you, I saw the sailing orders.
The chief engineer told me it's a fact. We're off for Balo Island.
Mr. Cranston must be crazy.
Well, Mr. Cranston may be crazy enough to come here, but that don't mean we have to stay.
What do you mean?
We can make Mr. Cranston turn the ship back.
That's mutiny. You can be jailed for that.
Got any worse than what may happen?
We gotta do something.
The old crew's on watch tonight. Leastwise, not a man's asleep.
We can't be far from that cursed Balo Island now.
If it wasn't so dark, you could see it off the port bow.
That close?
Aye.
Suppose Captain Balo took command.
I've asked you for.
Yes, but I just...
I don't want to talk about it.
What's that?
Hear something?
Yes. Listen. Hear it?
Yeah. Sounds like a woman.
That's it. It's her.
Who do you mean?
Captain Balo's wife. That's the warning. He'll come out of the sea now any minute.
The ghost?
Yes. We're lost. We're lost, I tell you.
I've asked her. Keep quiet.
There it is again. We've got to turn back. We've got to get out of these waters. I'm going to tell the skipper. We've got to get out.
Hello there, you swab.
Open the door, quick, Captain.
Here. What's going on here?
I heard it, Captain.
What are you talking about, man? What did you hear?
Captain Balo's dead. Why?
You men are letting your imaginations run away with you. Now get below and stay quiet.
No, I hear it as plain as a ship's bell, sir. We got to get out of these waters. We'll all be lost.
What's going on, Captain? This man thinks he heard the wail of Captain Balo's wife, Mr. Cranston.
I don't just think, sir. I heard it. The other men heard it, too.
Oh, that's nothing, man. Just the wind and the rigging, that's all.
No, you've got to believe me, Mr. Cranston. There's still time to save ourselves. You've got...
What?
What's that?
Our engines.
They've stopped. Call the engine room.
Aye, sir.
There, you see, sir.
Ahoy. Hello, Smithers.
Aye, aye, sir.
What's happened to the engine?
We don't know, sir. They just stopped dead. The motor started smoking all of a sudden.
Stand by. I'm coming below.
Aye, aye, sir.
Strange. The motors have all been shorted. They can't feed the engine.
I knew it. It's the ghost. He's taken over. We're lost. The ship's
Keep
lost.
Keep quiet, man.
I'm getting out of here. The ship's on me.
Don't go out there. Come back here. Captain, we've got to stop that man.
He's gone mad.
Stop that man. Stop him.
We're lost, I say.
Man overboard.
Ahoy there, mate. Turn on the searchlight.
Aye, aye, sir. We went off the port bow.
Wing that light this way.
What happened?
One of our men leaped over the side, Margot.
Leaped over, you say, Cranston?
Yes, Mr. Ware.
Why?
Our engine stalled. Poor fellow became crazed with fear.
Oh, this is frightful, Lamont.
I only hope we can find him in this heavy sea.
Cranston.
Yes, Captain. Have you found him?
No, I'm afraid, sir. There's not much of a chance in a sea like this. There's no sight of him.
We've got to find him. We must.
The men will do all they can up here. I've got to go below and see what can be done about our engine.
What's our position, Cranston?
We're just off the island, Mr. Ware.
Is there much of a drift?
A pretty heavy one. And it's toward the island.
That means we may crash if the engines aren't started.
Mr. Ware.
Yes, Cranston?
Help me lower one of our small boats.
Small boat? What for?
I'm going over to that island.
Lamont.
But what good would that do? The place is uninhabited.
Nevertheless, I've got to see what's there.
This is too dangerous. I don't want you to go out there alone.
You and everybody else on this yacht are in great danger, Margot. I've gotten you all into it. I've got to try and get you out of it.
Well, if you're going out there, Lamont, I'm going with you.
Here we are, Margo. We'll leave the boat beached here while we look around.
Not much to see in this darkness.
Oh, desolate place, isn't it? It's foolish of you to come, Margo. You should have taken my advice.
Lamont.
Huh?
Look. Look over there.
Well, what is it, Margo?
Something's coming out of that clump of bushes. Oh, it's coming toward us.
A man.
Lamont, could it be the ghost of Captain Balo?
Don't be frightened, Margot. I've got my gun. Stand where you are. I'll shoot.
What do you want?
Do you hear me, man? Keep away, I said.
Who are you?
I've come from that yacht off there.
Then you're not one of Yandy's men.
Well, who is Yandy?
A devil. A monster.
Do you live on this island?
I die on this island.
We understood it's uninhabited.
Oh, there are people here, but not above the ground.
What do you mean?
They're buried in dark, damp dungeons. Yet they live.
Who are these people?
Survivors of ships wrecked on the rocks here.
Anybody that ever sets foot on this island is never allowed to leave again. Go away. Go away before it's too late.
I want to know about those prisoners.
Their lives are spent in darkness. All day, they work in the mines.
Mines?
At night, they're locked in dungeons. Always darkness. Never fresh air. Never light.
Are you a captive here?
I, captive and slave. I was the skipper of the Nelly Moss. She was wrecked here some 15 years ago. I've been here ever since.
But you're not confined to a dungeon.
I've found the secret exit. I steal out at night to watch the sea and hope.
Lamont, something will have to be done for these unfortunate people.
There's nothing you can do. Go away. Go away.
Can you take me to the dungeons?
I can, but I don't think I should.
Please, I think I can help.
No one can best Yandy.
Perhaps I can.
All right, then. Come along and see how dead men live. Careful. The guard is due along any minute.
Keep close to me, Margot. This place is dark.
I'm all right, Lamont.
What's that?
The dungeons. They're just below this crevice. You have to jump here.
All right. Let me help you, Margot. There we are.
This is all the light we ever see. A single flare.
Lamont, look.
Good heavens. Are these men?
These are the ones that have gone blind from the dark. They can't work, so they must die of slow starvation.
How horrible.
How many men are here?
50,000.
This is awful, Lamont.
Men! Men! Look! Two from the outside world. They've come to help us.
There's no help for us.
Careful. Here comes the guard.
Get back, Margot.
In here. He will pass.
Get behind me, Margot. Tell me, men. Does this guard have the keys to the dungeon?
Yes.
What are you going to do, Lamar?
Get those keys. Liberate these men.
But how?
Quiet, Margot. Here he comes.
There. That's done it.
Now the keys. Yeah, here they are.
Open the dungeons, quick, Lamont.
Yes, Margot. There we are. All right, men. Come on out. Come out, you're free. Don't you understand what I mean?
It's no use, Lamont. These men are afraid to move.
There's only one way to free them. I must remove the cause of their fear. Where will I find this Yandy?
Yandy? Oh, you can't get near him. He lives and works in rooms carved out of solid rock.
Where? Show me the rock.
It's useless. But if you want to try, come with me.
Margot?
You go on, Lamont. I'm going to open the rest of these dungeons and try to coax these men out of this place.
Yes, she will be safer here. There won't be another guard along before morning.
Come along.
Very well. But you will never get near Yandy alive. He's guarded. Day and night.
I've got to get him. The lives of those men, the lives of my friends and crew depend on it.
Can you make her out yet, Mr. Yandy?
Yes. Yes, she's a yacht. A rich man's plaything. It'll soon be his coffin.
They got the engines going again, sir.
Very well. Turn on the black beam. Short the motors.
Yes, sir. That's got him. She's helpless on a tie.
Now, turn on the magno beam. Magnetize the rudder.
Right. Got it.
Hold her on it. Steer the rudder toward the rocks on the north end of the island.
Yes, sir.
There. That's one more crew that will never be able to tell of the mineral wealth of this island.
Your secret is still safe.
I've guarded it for 18 years. Since the day I discovered it, no one will ever share the wealth or know it exists.
And another wreck will be chalked up to the ghost of Captain Balo.
Yes. Captain Balo has been a most convenient ghost. A most plausible one. Nobody ever doubts him, it seems. What was that?
I thought I heard a laugh.
I heard it.
Have you the radio key open?
No, sir. I cut it before.
You're lying to me, you!
No, no, I swear I'm not, Mr. Yandy.
You...
Don't!
No, Mr. Yandy, this is not a voice you can cut off with a flick of a dial.
Who are you?
I am the Shadow.
The Shadow?
I've heard of him. He's the guy you can't see.
Your use of the Captain Balo legend is at an end, Yandy. You've created havoc with your diabolically clever electrical inventions. Like a monster, you've destroyed men because of your insatiable greed. Well, Yandy, this is your finish.
Huh?
The sea will be well rid of you, and poor Captain Balo will rest peacefully in his sea grave.
What's that?
The slaves! They've escaped from their dungeons.
Yes, Yandy, they're crawling out of the earth to vent their just hatred on you.
Turn on the heat ray! Burn them up! Burn them to a crisp!
Right! Tubes! They're all broken!
My equipment is ruined!
Completely, Mr. Yandy. My yacht is free of your clever magno beam. And those people down there will soon be done with you.
I'm getting out!
Out of my way!
You're not getting on that boat. You got hit in the cove without us.
I don't care what happens to you! Take care of your family!
Run, run, Yandy. The sooner to meet your doom.
Lamont, are you here? Oh, Lamont.
Yes, Margot. I'm quite all right.
Oh, thank heaven.
Look, Margot. Captives have taken their captor. They've got Yandy.
They'll tear him to pieces.
That would be little less than the fiend well deserves. But I suppose we'll have to try and save him for the law. Come along, Margot. We've no time to lose.
Well, we've got all those men you saved from the dungeons berthed below deck, Mr. Cranston. The poor devils don't know how to thank you.
Take good care of them, Captain.
Aye, aye, ma'am.
You found out yet what happened to Yandy and his men, Lamont?
Yes, Margot. One of the men just told me. But he waited until we were well out to sea first.
What did they do with them?
Well, they didn't pitch them into the sea, as they told us. They locked them in their own dungeons. And it's too late for us to do anything about that now. So we'll have to leave Yandy and his confederates to suffer. As long as their lives last. The terrible fate they design for others.
Before you hear a preview of next week's Shadow Story, here's John Barclay, Blue Coal's heating authority, with his weekly tip on how to save yourselves time, trouble, and money in furnace attention. Mr. Barclay.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good afternoon, friends. Just about this time of year, your furnace fire may begin to act sluggish, with the result that you don't get enough heat upstairs. Now, in 9 out of 10 cases, this is caused by dirt having accumulated in the flue passes. If you tap the smoke pipe that leads into the chimney and it sounds solid, then you can be sure that accumulated dirt is the cause of your trouble. This should be scraped away, and in extreme cases, it may be necessary to pull the smoke pipe away from the chimney. Another cause of a sluggish fire is dirt in the fire bed. So I suggest you let your present fire burn itself almost out, then slowly rebuild it with fresh coal. You'll be surprised to find out what a difference in heating results a clean fuel bed can make. And if you can't locate the source of any other furnace trouble which may arise, call your Blue Coal dealer. He'll be glad to have a trained John Barclay serviceman inspect your furnace and tell you immediately how any trouble may be corrected. There's no charge or obligation on your part for John Barclay service. So always feel free to call your nearest Blue Coal dealer. I thank you.
Next week, Blue Coal brings you one of the strangest of all Shadow adventures. At this time, we present a dramatic moment from this new Shadow story. The scene is a hospital consulting room. Margot is speaking with Dr. Anthony.
Doctor, you've got to do something. You've got to save Mr. Cranston.
Miss Lane, I hate to tell you this, but Lamont Cranston can't live through the night.
What strange, frightful melody endangers the life of the Shadow? Be sure to find out next week when you hear the Shadow's newest adventure. Today's program is based on a story copyrighted by the Shadow magazine. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The Shadow magazine is now on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite, will again present another thrilling adventure of The Shadow. Be sure to listen. And be sure to burn blue coal, the solid fuel for solid comfort.
Don't put your hat down when I'm smiling. Your hat down when you walk away. Hat down, 'cause I am trying to ask you to stay. Don't put your head down when I'm crying. If I wanna hold you, then you walk away. I know, I guess you are lying about all the stupid things you say.
Gemli hala. Doğrulduk zafere.
Acid with me. tested. Party on.
I don't know.